inmuebles. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Baugan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Baugan?
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Hola, Marty. Vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. Tienes que saberlo.
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No, no es eso. Es que he estado en 2019 y todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Baugan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Baugan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Baugan?
El 15 de septiembre abrimos las puertas de todos nuestros centros para que nos conozcas y descubras todo lo que podemos ofrecerte para mejorar tu inglés. Además, podrás participar en el sorteo de un curso de inglés de 3 meses para adultos, un curso de inglés para niños, 10 cursos online y material de aprendizaje Baugan, masterclass, pruebas de nivel, charlas informativas y más actividades. El día 15 de septiembre, ven a conocernos. Las plazas son limitadas. Es imprescindible la inscripción. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com.
Do you Baugan?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Who is a show with no name?
That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And, well, we're looking at today's Name That Lyric. It was Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles. And he goes, in my mind and in my car, en mi mente. Y en mi coche. As I said, there aren't too many songs that have that lyric. In my mind and in my car. We can't rewind. We've gone too far. We can't rewind. As I said, it's used figuratively, right? There it is. We can't rewind. No podemos echar para atrás, right? We can't go back. We've gone too far. Nos hemos pasado de la raya, right? We've gone too far. So it makes sense here. This is great, great stuff. We can't rewind. We can't go back. We've gone too far. To go too far is ir demasiado lejos. Nos hemos pasado. Think about it. Same idea. In my mind and in my car, we can't rewind. We've gone too far. Pictures came and broke your heart. Pictures came. Now, I imagine they're talking about moving pictures. Las películas. Right? Antes se llamaban pictures. Mi abuelo los llamaba. We're going to see a picture. We don't call them pictures anymore. We call them movies. But ambos vienen de moving pictures. So I imagine he's talking about the moving image there they're talking about. Right? Pictures came and broke your heart. Te partieron el corazón. Put down the blame on the VCR. Put down the blame. Now, es mucho más común, os voy a decir, porque por la música tienen que poner letras extras, sílabas extras. Es mucho más común decir blame tal. En vez de put the blame on, échale la culpa. You can use blame a culpar, como verbo. Y te quitas tanta frase. So you say, blame the VCR. Blame the dog. Why do you always blame the dog? Why do you always blame your sister? Why do you always blame this? You could say, put the blame on. But why? When you can just say, blame. I'm telling you how to simplify. Simplificarlo. Right? Because, yeah, we can complicate language, but why? ¿Para qué? As you guys say. And nobody here, I've never heard anybody in Spain say, ¿para qué? Todo el mundo dice, ¿pa' qué? All right, well, folks, I just want to remind you, too, you've got a challenge on our app. It's still active. If you want to participate, you can go over there now. I'm just yanking your... te estoy tomando el pelo. And in the meantime, I think it's time to go for a little challenge on Twitter. It's time for today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is.
That's right, folks. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. All right, so let's see what we've got over here. Tough one. I mean, I guess it's tough. Who knows? I'll let you guys decide. Remember, the way this works is I give you a translation. It has to have the same word twice. That's why it's called Double Trouble. And good luck. If you want to participate, Twitter. Well, you can participate wherever you want. But what I'm looking at right now is Twitter. I'm Alberto Alonso. Okay, so here we go then, amigos. Supongo que deberías calcular a ojo. ¿No? O adivinar sin mucha... al azar. ¿No? Adivinar sin pensarlo mucho. This is... I looked it up. Dilo conmigo. I looked it up. Lo consulté. Lo decimos muchísimo este phrasal verb. I looked it up and it told me calcular a ojo. Now maybe you guys will have a better translation. I trust you guys more than I trust Word Reference. I trust you guys more than machines. Yeah, well, that's a lot of trust, of course. So, amigos, supongo, I suppose, claro, claro que vale. I suppose you were late to work today. Supongo que llegaste tarde al trabajo, suppose. Pero otra forma, y mucho más común porque, pues, es más corto y somos vagos, is I guess, supongo, right? I guess. Que es adivinar, realmente, adivino. I guess it's going to rain tomorrow, supongo. Adivino, ¿no? La traducción literal. I guess it's going to rain tomorrow. And a guess, que no solo es verbo, right? To guess es el verbo. I guessed correctly. Acerté, right? I guessed the answer, right? But we also use it as a noun. I don't know, it's just a guess. No sé, estoy adivinando aquí. Estoy, right? Suponiendo. Okay. So, let's see if anyone's got it over here. All right, I got some people. So, Javi says, I guess you should take a guess. That's good, but I'm looking for a ojo. You know, just al azar. A ver, no sé, pues este, por ejemplo. Right, that's really what I'm saying. But that's the right word, Javi López. I figured that you should do a ballpark figure. Me gusta, amiguit. I figured, pero no do, to give, darle a alguien una, ¿cómo se llama? Presupuesto. No, una estimación, ¿no? Una estimación. Bueno, igual, ¿no? I think it's the same. So, not bad, but we wouldn't use to do. Give me a ballpark figure. Dame una cifra en general. So, I love that, amiguit. I applaud, again, as always, I applaud your creativity, amigos. And the ball, apúntalo, eh? It's a ballpark figure. Es una estimación. Una cifra de ballpark que viene de baseball. A ballpark figure. It's an estimation. Right? And we use it sometimes. So somebody says, how much is it going to cost? Y el otro, I don't know. Y dices, ballpark. Más o menos. Ballpark. No tienes que ni decir figure. Esto obviamente es muy americano. Como el baseball, ¿no? Como viene del baseball, ¿no? So, okay, we've got somebody who's got it over here. Ladies and gentlemen, a nice round of applause for Carlos Rao. He says, I guess I should take a wild guess. Ahí lo tienes. I guess es supongo. And to take a wild guess, algunos habéis puesto make a wild guess. Yo lo he mirado y sí se acepta, pero yo siempre lo he oído Take a wild. Entonces alguien dice, guess, let me tell you the news. I don't know what happened. Take a wild guess. Adivina así al azar, sin pensarlo. Right? To take a wild, salvaje, ahí. Right? So I don't know the best way to translate this. Now, I see that a lot of you guys got it right, so great job to all of you. Carlos Grau nailed it. Elena, I like, she said, I guess you should calculate it at a guess. It wouldn't be too natural to say, though, but good guess. Jaster says to make a wild guess. As I said, I looked it up. It's not incorrect. I would say to take a wild guess. That's the way. Toma Katia says, I guess it's a guesstimate. Supongo que es una estimación. Me encanta la. Dale un totally native, por favor, a Katia ahí por el guesstimate.
Totally native.
Es una estimación supuesta. Como a guess, es una mezcla de la palabra guess and estimate. Estimación. Buenísima, Katia. So that's what another thing I love about this section. Yeah, I have my ideas. But then you guys are so brilliant that you bring out these other words that you've heard, that you've learned, that you've read. And what happens is I end up sharing them with the other listeners. So you guys, thank you for being a part, an active part of your English class. And I'm sure I don't only speak for myself in saying that. I'm sure all the other students thank you guys for your contributions as well. So excellent job. I guess you should take a wild guess. Me encanta Alberto Alonso Lerner. Me encanta tu nombre en Twitter. Y lo has acertado, así que muy bien. Alexi says, a blind guess. Now, I don't know. I've never heard this one, pero no significa. A blind guess nos vale también. See? Alexis, you're teaching. I mean, it makes sense. ¿Por qué no? Right? So we learned some other words here. Ballpark. Guesstimate. A wild guess. A blind guess. I suppose. As opposed to, I guess, both are fine. All right, so excellent job, guys. Really, really great job all around there. You guys are great. Always impressing me. Siempre me estáis impresionando. All right, well, we've got a lot of stuff to go still on today's show with no name. So I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And well, guys, here it goes. It's a little scene from a movie. And I want you guys to tell me on Twitter.
Juanjo, ¿cómo era el Twitter otra vez? Era algo como...
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right, folks. That's right. All right. Well, here we go. If you know the name of the movie, you can tell us on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. Here we go. What are you doing here? My name is I know who you are. What are you doing here? I'm just trying to understand. How could you understand? Do you know what it is to be a lover? To be half of a whole? No. I'll tell you a riddle. You're waiting for a train that will take you far away. You know where you hope this train will take you, but you don't know for sure. But it doesn't matter. How can it not matter to you where that train will take you? Because you'll be together. So a little philosophy over there. Holy cow. I'll give you guys a little clue. I mentioned this movie yesterday when I was talking about watching movies and watching series. I mentioned this to you guys and I said, you guys, this is a movie that even I was confused when I watched it. I was really, really confused when I watched it. In fact, I don't think it's like American football. I'm just never going to get it 100%. Sometimes you just have to admit some things. Hey, but that's, see, guys. That's wrong. I'm telling you I just told you the wrong advice. I said, you have to admit that there are some things we're just not good at. No! Bullshit. Yes, okay, we have to admit it, but we can't use it as an excuse. Porque claro, the first step is admitting, I'm not good at this. Pues tendré que hacer el doble de esfuerzo. So, but the thing that I said that was wrong is I'll never be good at it. Ignore me. That is not good advice. You can't say that because it's self-defeating. te autovences, te ganas a ti mismo y pierdes, right? So, here it is again. What are you doing here? My name is, I know you who you are. Now, interrumpir is to interrupt somebody, o más común, decir, to cut someone off, right? Off con doble F, por supuesto. To cut someone off. También es entrar delante de ellos en la autovía peligrosamente. To cut someone off. Great phrasal verb, okay? Very useful one. So what are you doing here? And she says, my name is, and he cuts her off. Le interrumpe. I know who you are. What are you doing here? He says, I'm just trying to understand. And he cuts her off again. How could you understand? Do you know what it is to be a lover? To be half of a whole? No, she answers. And he says, I'll tell you a riddle. You're waiting for a train that will take you far away. And you know where you hope this train will take you, but you don't know for sure. But it doesn't matter. How can it not matter to you where that train will take you? Because you'll be together.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com y hasta final de mes con un 50% de descuento. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Oye, pregúntale al mago del sombrero y la barba blanca, ¿qué es eso?
Mago blanco, ¿qué es eso que se acerca?
Es algo muy grande, algo muy antiguo que estaba olvidado, pero que siempre vuelve. Un monstruo terrible.
¿Qué es?
Es el sentimiento de culpa del mes de septiembre. Es esa sensación de que ha pasado otro año y tu nivel de inglés sigue igual. Ese remordimiento de septiembre es el típico me tengo que poner.
¿Septiembre? ¿Pero qué dices? Si aún estamos en verano.
¡Está llegando! ¡Corred, insensatos!
Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y empieza ya a mejorar tu inglés con el método Vaughan. Unas clases que te retan y te sorprenden para que saques lo mejor que llevas dentro y mejores de verdad tu inglés. Vive en persona la pasión de los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Welcome back. We're looking at today's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And, well, a lot of you guys got it. Some of you put it in English. Some of you put it in Spanish. In English, it's Inception. I mentioned it yesterday because I still don't get it. Inception. And, well, some of you put the Spanish name Origen, which in English would be Origin. No con una y con dos I's latinas. Right? So Origin. Origin. Like Charles Darwin's book, The Origin of Species, right? The Origin of Species. So, origin, but in English it's called Inception. Inception, right? Now, let's take a look then at the dialogue here. Mal, que es mal en español. Se llama Mal. She says, what are you doing here? And Ariadna says, my name is, and Mal cuts her off and she says, I know who you are. Sé quién eres. I know who you are. Sé quién eres. ¿Ves cómo es indirecta? No es I know who you are. Who are you? Es I know who you are. Cada vez que ponemos I know delante de una pregunta, ya no es la pregunta. Es una pregunta indirecta. So, I know what your name is, not what is your name. I know where you are from, not where are you from. Practice your indirect questions. You'll see it right here. I know who you are. ¿Ves cómo la estructura es igual que la afirmación? You are a nice person. ¿Ves? Verbo. Perdona, sujeto verbo. What are you doing here? ¿Qué haces por aquí? What are you doing here? And Ariadna tries to answer. She says, I'm just trying to understand. And Mal cuts her off again. He says, how could you understand? ¿Cómo podrías entenderlo tú? ¿Cómo podrías llegar a entenderlo tú? How could you? La L no lo pronunciamos, right? De hecho, esa frase, how could you? ¿Cómo podrías haber hecho eso? Lo decimos mucho. ¿No? Alguien te ha hecho algo mal y dices, how could you, man? Como frase hecha. So how could you understand? ¿Cómo podrías entenderlo a alguien como tú? Do you know what it is to be a lover? ¿Sabes lo que es ser amante? To be half of a whole, ser la mitad de algo entero. Whole, no wall, whole. Y half se pronuncia como si no estuviera esa L ahí. Half, dilo conmigo, half. You are half of a whole, de algo completo, entero. You are half of a whole. And Ariadna says no. And then Mal says, I'll tell you a riddle. Te cuento un acertijo. The Riddler. You're familiar with the Riddler from Batman? ¿Qué es lo que hace? Acertijos, riddles. So Mal says, I'll tell you a riddle. You're waiting for a train. Estás esperando el tren. And a train that will take you far away. Un tren que te llevará muy, muy lejos. Right? A train that will take you far away. You know where you hope this train will take you. ¿Sabes dónde esperas que te lleve este tren? Right? Talking about life, this is a metaphor. Hasta aquí llego, ¿eh? It's a metaphor of life, right? You know where you hope the... Esto es tu vida. ¿Tú crees que vas encarrilado? You know where you hope this train will take you. But do you know for sure? ¿Pero sabes de verdad tu destino, dónde te va a llevar? Right, think about it. Talking about life here. But do you know for sure? And then she says, but it doesn't matter. Pero da igual. And... Then she says, but how can it not matter to you where this train will take you? ¿Cómo que no te importa dónde te va a llevar este tren? And then Cobb says, because you'll be together. Porque estarás junto. So what he's saying there is that it doesn't matter where you're going. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. If you're with the right person, you're with the right people. Well, it doesn't matter where that destination is, does it? And that's the way I interpret it. What matters is the ride, el camino, right? So, and I think about that, you know, because your life, you're always, I didn't plan to be here in Spain, and here I am. So a lot of times, you know, I hate to quote John Lennon there, but it's so true. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. So now that we know that life isn't going to go exactly how we wanted it to go, because it's just not like that. Unless you're rich and have a lot of possibilities and everything, right? Well, then it's really important that you're with the right person, with the right people, and you're surrounded so that that ride, that train, wherever it's going, is a great train ride. It's an amazing train ride. So cool message there. And it came out in 2010. No, salió. It was released, o más normal, it came out in 2010. And I'll tell you what. I wasn't the only one to be confused here, because when they showed this in Japan on TV, they included the text in the upper left corner, o sea, la esquina superior de la izquierda, the upper left corner of the screen, the TV screen. They put text on the screen to remind, recordar, remember, not remain, to remind the viewers which level of the dream they were in. O sea, que hay tantas capas. So many levels here that they had to remind them. And you know what? I'm with the Japanese people there. I was confused, too. But, hey, a lot of people love the movie. Now, this is a cool movie. Hans Zimmer does the music. Hans Zimmer, me encanta este. He's a wonderful composer. He did Gladiator, Gethel Gladiator, and, Gladiator, Dark Knight, The Last Samurai, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Lion King. I mean, we're talking about one of the greatest composers. So the movie is very, very well made. The music is wonderful. There's no doubt about that. I just got a little bit lost. And, great concept. You know, a dream. It's almost like a Matrix-y thing, right? A dream within a dream. So there it is, folks. Inception. It came out in 2010. And in Spanish, you call this movie Origen. I tried. I have to say, guys, I have to say that I tried twice. Intenté dos veces ver la peli y nada. So don't get frustrated. And hey, I just told you what happened in Japan. They had to put it on the screen. So people say, this is the dream within a dream. This is yellow world. This is blue world, right? Because, if you take your viewers to so many places, well, they can get confused. So there we go, my amigos. Inception. Good luck if you can understand it in English. Well, I guess you know what it is too, guys. I have to say something. It's not that I don't understand the vocabulary. I'm lazy. I have my attention span. I mean, your attention span is how long you can pay attention to something is very, very low. Ask my wife. Pregúntale a mi mujer cuánto presta atención. Me tienes un minuto, como 10 segundos realmente, pero un minuto te doy. So, I'm very like that. And that's why I can't see these long movies. I've never seen Lord of the Rings. I've never seen, because they're long. I just can't sit there for 3 hours and do nothing. It's hard for me. I'm restless, inquieto. All right, so there you go, folks. Today's Name That Movie. Let's go over to the app because we have to solve a challenge here on the app. And, we've got 142 participants that participated in this review challenge on the app. And, out of 142, 86%! Qué bien, eh? 86% of you guys got it right. Fantastic job. That is a really high percentage. The correct answer was, I'm just yanking your chain. Te estoy tirando de la cadena, que no es como en español. To flush. Esto es la cadena que llevas. Te estoy vacilando. Te estoy tomando el pelo. I'm just yanking your chain. Okay. All right. So, here's another one for you. Another challenge. Vamos a darles otro aquí. Esto es estructura. We looked at it before. Let's see if you guys can nail this one here. All right. You guys have to fill in the blank. Again, this is on our app. Esto es por nuestra aplicación. You remind me, a friend from New York. La traducción sería, me recuerdas a un amigo de Nueva York, o una amiga, friend. Acuérdate, en inglés, las palabras no son masculinas o femeninas, right? They're everything. So friend is a friend, right? Can be male or female. Doesn't matter. All right, so guys, remember, this is a confusing structure. People get confused with this one. And I just want to make sure you guys don't, because it's a very common structure in any language. So let's see if we can get a really high percentage again on this one, because this is a big one, guys. You remind me, a friend from New York. Dinos, ¿qué es ese por la aplicación? Guys, we're going to head to a commercial break right now, but don't you worry, folks, because we're going to be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around!
Si juntamos todas las horas de clase de inglés que Miguel ha dado en su vida, suman casi un año. Sí, un año entero. ¿Y sabes lo peor? Que Miguel tiene un nivel de inglés más bien normalito. Vamos, el típico nivel intermedio. Y como Miguel, hay muchos españoles que por culpa del método antiguo han pasado mucha parte de su vida estudiando inglés para conseguir poco. Es probable que ese sea también tu caso, y esos años no te los va a devolver nadie. Pero tenemos una buena noticia. Tus hijos no tienen que pasar por eso.
Apúntalos a Club Junior. Aprenderán con un método ameno y exigente que les motiva y despierta sus ganas de aprender inglés. Vence a los antiguos métodos con Bauga. Tus hijos tendrán la oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Baugan?
El 15 de septiembre abrimos las puertas de todos nuestros centros para que nos conozcas y descubras todo lo que podemos ofrecerte para mejorar tu inglés. Además, podrás participar en el sorteo de un curso de inglés de 3 meses para adultos, un curso de inglés para niños, 10 cursos online y material de aprendizaje Vaughan. Masterclass, pruebas de nivel, charlas informativas y más actividades. El día 15 de septiembre, ven a conocernos. Las plazas son limitadas. Es imprescindible la inscripción. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com.
¿Do you Baugan?
Sin Baugan.
Venga, Manolito, que tienes clase de inglés. Manolito, vamos para el coche.
¿Con Baugan?
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre. Y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Baugan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
¿Do you Baugan?
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Baugan Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I love that music. I don't know about you guys, but I love it. It gets me going every time. Tenemos más. We're working on some other jingles, other things. But, guys, I want to tell you something. I know a lot of you guys were on vacation. Aquí todos estamos currando más o menos todo el verano entre pitos y flautas. A couple days, una semanita, un par de días. But in general, we were working hard here all summer at Vaughn Radio. And that's probably why I'm going to Japan for a couple weeks at the end of the month, because I'm going to take my holidays a little bit later. And folks, hey, I forgot to ask you, too, if you guys have any recommendations, if you've been to Japan, if you want to recommend anything. I mean, I'm doing my homework. Estoy haciendo los deberes. But if you guys have any recommendations, I'd love to hear them. Me encantaría oírlos. All right. So that said, folks, we've got a lot of stuff still to cover on today's show with no name. I'll remind you, we have a challenge on the app. So if you want to participate, we've already got 100 participants, which is fascinating. I just launched the question a few moments ago. You remind me, a friend from New York. Si lo sabes, dinos por la aplicación. All right, and what else? Oh, we're on Twitter as well. Tons of amigos participating. Great to see you all on board. Alexis agrees. He says, you're not the only one. It's a very complicated movie. Yeah, man, it's not even a language thing. It's just like, what? You want me to pay attention to that on top of this? It's too much. Too much, man. All right, so what do you feel like doing? I think I want to look at a section where we get a little bit cultural, un poco cultos. It's time for Today in History.
I have a dream that one day, today in history, giddy or give me death. Once more unto the breach, dear friends. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That's right, folks. Today in history. Well, speaking of, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. With his Boston accent. Boston, no? I think, no, Connecticut. Well, up north, the northeast of the United States. And, well, today in 1962, JFK, probably the three, one of the acronym, the most well-known acronym out there, JFK, Hotaifika, right? And, well, he gave a speech, or he made a speech at Rice University today. Now, this was in the year 1962. Rice University is a university in Houston, Texas. And, well, it makes sense that he gave this speech in Houston, Texas, because this was his man on the moon speech, they call it, right? The we choose to go to the moon speech. Nosotros elegimos ir a la luna. El discurso, nosotros elegimos ir a la luna. Now, I want to recommend that you guys, that you check out speeches. Deberíais saber todos las grandes. Lo, como estábamos oyendo en la cabecera de esta sección. Right. Listen to Martin Luther King's speeches. Listen to John F. Kennedy's speeches. Listen to, you know, all these great leaders. Not just, you know, leaders. They can be great orators. A great American poet, Maya Angelou. She's amazing. Right. So, you know, and there's all, there are all these amazing, digo amazing mas, okay. There are all these speeches in history that we can learn so much from and, well, not only learn English, but, you know, kind of be on top of what's happening. Estar encima de lo que está pasando, lo que ha pasado, what happened in the past, right? So this was a very, very famous speech by John F. Kennedy because this is when he said, we are going to go to the moon. We've decided to do it. We're going to do it. The damn Russians, porque claro, en ese momento we were not buddies. The Cold War, they're beating us. Nos están ganando. First dog in space. First, you know, they had so many firsts. Tantos primeros, los rusos. So the United States was getting nervous. We don't want to play, you know, second fiddle. La expresión es to play second fiddle. Es el segundo plato, right? We wanted to be the protagonists. We're America. We're the United States of America. Damn it. All right. That's the way we thought about it. So Kennedy went out there and, you know, convinced the nation, guys, this is our freaking goal. Esto es nuestra meta. To get to that moon. Right. Before we lose this space race and lose control of space. And, well, I'm going to share the speech with you. Here we go. We set sail on this new sea. Set sail es emprender. Set sail, literalmente navegar, ¿no? Navegar en vela is sailing. We set sail on this new sea because there is new knowledge to be gained. Now, cuidado con la pronunciación. No es knowledge, sino knowledge. Dilo conmigo. Hay nueva sabiduría para ganar, para coger. There is new knowledge to be gained and new rights to be won. Nuevos derechos por qué ganar, por qué luchar. And they must be won and used for the progress of all people. For space science, like nuclear science, and all technology, has no conscience of its own. No tiene su propia consciencia, right? Whether it will become a force for good or ill depends on man. Now, whether lo hemos visto. W-H-E-T-H-E-R. Independientemente, o sí. Whether it will become, convertirse, in a force for good or ill. Now, ill es malo. Ill como enfermo. Depends on man. Va a depender de nosotros, de humanidad,
si conquistar espacios se va a usar por algo bueno o malo. And only if the United States occupies a position of preeminence can we help decide whether, otra vez el weather, if this new ocean, este nuevo océano, he's talking about space, will be a sea of peace, un mar de paz, or a new terrifying theater of war, o un nuevo espantoso, horrible teatro para la guerra. Y eso lo decimos muchas veces, a theater of war. I do not say that we should or will go unprotected. No digo que deberíamos ni que vamos a ir sin protección. Against the hostile misuse of space. Contra el desuso o el mal uso del espacio. Hostil. Any more than we go unprotected against the hostile use of land or sea. O sea que no voy a ir que no protegido como nación. En el espacio, tanto como no lo voy a hacer en la tierra, uso hostil de la tierra ni del mar. But I do say that space can be explored. Cuidado, no decimos the space, el espacio, es space a secas. But I do know, I do say that space can be explored and mastered, dominado, without feeding the fires of war, sin alimentar los incendios de guerra. Without repeating the mistakes that man has made in extending his writ around this globe of ours. Now, the word writ, W-R, tiene W ahí, writ, right, es orden, ley, mandato, writ. No se usa mucho la palabra, right? So, yeah. And so, without repeating the mistakes that man has made in extending his writ around this globe of ours, este planeta, this globe, there is no strife. Lo vimos al principio del programa, ¿no? No hay lucha. No prejudice. Di la palabra conmigo. Muchos dicen prejudice. It's prejudice. Prejuicio. No prejudice. No national conflict in outer space as yet. Todavía no hay conflicto en el espacio. Its hazards, sus peligros, are hostile to all of us. Son hostiles para todos, right? Its conquest deserves the best of all mankind, and its opportunity for peaceful cooperation may never come again. So he's saying, este es el momento para cooperar y usar esto bien, esta herramienta, esta nueva frontera. And he goes, but why, some say, but why? Some say, why the moon? Why choose this as our goal? ¿Por qué elegir esto como nuestra meta? And they may well ask, y a lo mejor también preguntan, why climb the highest mountain? ¿Por qué voy a escalar el monte más alto? Right? Why 35 years ago fly the Atlantic? Cruzar el Atlántico. Why does Rice play Texas? Right? Entonces, ¿por qué? Te puedes preguntar a por qué, por qué, por qué. Y aquí es donde tiene el nombre del speech. We choose to go to the moon. ¿Ok? El último párrafo. John Kennedy says, you can watch these speeches, by the way. Not just listen, you can watch them. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills, habilidades. Because that challenge, ese reto, is one that we are willing to accept. Estamos dispuestos a aceptar. One, we are unwilling to postpone. Uno que no estamos dispuestos a posponer. And one, we intend to win. Y una batalla que tenemos la intención de ganar. So there you go, folks. And after that, well, we started spending a lot more money on going into space. And finally, this was in 1962. In 1969, that was the Apollo mission to space, to the moon. Now, hey, there are people who say we faked the moon landing. There's a lot of different evidence out there, a lot of conspiracy theories. I have to say, I don't know. I don't know what to think. My whole life, I've thought we've landed on the moon. And my whole life, I want to believe that. ¿Quién no? Right? Who doesn't want to believe that? But There's more evidence against it than for it, it seems. I don't know. But there are a lot of interesting documentaries you can watch. Some that support that we did go to the moon, and others that say that we didn't go to the moon. So there you go, guys. Famous speeches. This was called, as I said, the We Choose to Go to the Moon speech. And this was President Kennedy rallying the people, rallying, juntándoles, animándoles, rallying the people, not to go to war, but to go to the moon before it was turned into a war. So JFK, a very likable president, even though he was assassinated, very likable, cayó bien. JFK, there you go. And he's got many other speeches. Remember, one of the most famous lines in American patriotism is, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That's JFK right there, baby. Martin Luther King, I mean, so many great orators. So that's a great idea for you guys, you know, if you haven't done it. Churchill, you know, all these speeches that are, thank God, they're still available. Michelle Obama, you want to see a great speech? A great orator? Michelle Obama, Jesus Christ, she's great. Fantastic. So, como diría Trump, fantastic. So, there you go, folks. It's today in history on the show with no name. All right. We've still got an active challenge on the app. You remind me, a friend from New York. If you know we'll leave it open. Lo dejamos un poquitín más, Juanjo. You remind me, a friend from New York. ¿Cuál es, qué es lo que falta en esta frase? And well, folks, in the meantime, I think we can look at today's totally native saying of the day. Day.
Is
day.
The show. Is the show in the name.
The totally native saying of the day. And it goes a little something like this.
Totally made a saying of the day now. Everybody got something to say now.
It's totally, it's native, and it's the saying of the day.
That's right, folks. That's right. It's the totally native saying of the day. And we were just talking about the moon, la luna. And, well, we've got an expression that we use a lot in English. And, well, it's to be over the moon. Now, I know a lot of you guys use it because I've heard you guys use it. I'm over the moon. I'm excited. I'm not happy. This is being more than happy. Right. This is being elated. You are just thrilled. If you are over the moon, you just got some amazing news. You just got a raise. Un subidón de salario ahí. Right. Un incremento. You got a raise. I mean, when you're over, you just had a new baby in the family. You know, this is stuff that makes you, because one thing is to be happy and one thing is to be over the moon. And if you're over the moon, you are happy. You are extremely happy. You're in a great mood. Estás de buen humor. And I hope you guys are over the moon today. Why not? Why not? All right. And also, well, while we're at it, I also wanted to tell you guys, just in case you didn't know it, that the word moon, el verbo, because I know you know the word moon, luna, right? And to be over the moon is, pues, estar muy emocionado. But to moon también es hacer un calvo, right? Enseñar a alguien el culete is to moon someone. So, well, I hope you're over the moon, but I hope that you don't moon anyone. Well, at least not me.
Sí, qué bien, por fin.
¿Pero qué te pasa? ¿Por qué estás tan contento?
Porque el 15 de septiembre Baugan va a hacer una jornada de puertas abiertas.
¿Ah, sí? ¿Y eso?
Vas a poder ir a cualquiera de sus centros en España a conocerlos y encima te puedes llevar un pack especial para aprender inglés por solo $29.95.
Ah, pues sí que suena bien. ¿Y ese pack qué incluye?
El pack incluye los libros fundamentales del método Baugan, el Translation Booklet, el Students Manual y el Vocabulary Booklet por solo $29.95.
Ya has oído. El 15 de septiembre a partir de las 17 horas ven a conocernos a cualquiera de nuestros centros Baugan y llévate este pack con los libros claves para aprender inglés por solo 29,95 euros.
¿Do you Baugan?
Si estás entre los que busca un buen puesto de trabajo, esto
te interesa.
Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional Vaughan y aprovecha tu tiempo para alcanzar un nivel de inglés que te ayude a encontrar ese puesto de trabajo que quieres. Más de 1000 horas de inglés intensivo, inmersiones en entornos 100% angloparlantes, prácticas y nuestros profesores Vaughan que marcan la diferencia. Apúntate. Llama al 91-133-5833.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Folks, wow, we've only got another 8 minutes to go. Nos quedan 8 minutos, 8 minutes, and we've got to put the pedal to the metal because we've got so much to go still on today's show. So let's solve our challenge on the app. Vamos a resolver lo que tenemos por la aplicación. I've got 177 participants, and out of that, 85% got it right. Muy bien, amigos, eh? Great, great today. The lowest we got, I think, was like 68%. And, well, the other two were in the 80s. So excellent job, amigos. Way to start the year. Así se empieza el año. Bueno, el año escolar, ¿no? That's, for me, the year doesn't start in January. Sorry. It starts in September and it ends. Well, it never ends. It just keeps going through the summer, right? But, great job. The correct answer was you remind me of a friend from New York. ¿Y sabes algo? Veo muchos twos ahí. Acordaos. Let's remind them, Juanjo. Okay? You remind me of persona, lugar, lo que sea. ¿No? De tal cosa. And remind me to no va con sujeto normal. Bueno, puede ir con sujeto. My sister reminds me to call her. No, me recuerda que haga tal cosa. So remind me to versus reminds me of. Don't mix them up. And, well, if you're one of those 14% that got it wrong, take a look at this structure. Study it. Look it over. Repásalo. Until you never mix up that to and of again when we use the verb to remind. All right? So great job in general, guys, on all our different challenges today. But I think I want to give them one more challenge for today, Juanjo. I think it's time for today's You Snooze, You Lose!
You snooze, you lose.
That's right, folks. That's right. It's time for You Snooze, You Lose. El que se fue a Sevilla perdió su silla. I'm going to read 4 sentences to you guys. One English sentence. The other 3 are made up. Están inventados. So one of these is correct. And I'm asking you guys to tell me on Twitter, at I'm Alberto Alonso, which one of these sounds correct. Remember, this is a listening exercise in the end. You can write it down if you want. But really, I want to know, esta no me suena bien. Esta quizá, pero, right? To see how well you know these different structures. So here we go, folks. 4 examples. You guys tell me which one's right. A. Did you see the full moon? B. Did you see the full moon? C. did you saw the full moon? Or D, did you see the moon in full? So obviously it's a pronunciation thing here, isn't it? Bueno, hay algunas cosas gramaticales también. But this is like a, I think it's a pronunciation problem we're looking at here, right? Let's see, let's go over to Twitter and refresh the feed over here. All right, I've got A's and B's right now. I've got A's and I've got B's. No C's and D's, huh? A, did you see the full moon? B, did you see the full moon? C, did you saw the full moon? Or D, did you see the moon in full? So a lot of you are saying it's a toss-up between A and B. Let's see. Migit says A. Iñaki says A. Carolina says B. Born to Iron Man says B. Virginia, hey, Virginia. She says B. Express says A. So no one thinks it's C. Nadie cree que es, did you saw the full moon? Hola de, did you see the moon in full? So it has to be A or B. And A and B, the difference between A and B is a nuance. Es un matiz. So the question is, how well do you know how to distinguish these two words that sound almost similar, but they don't? And the word I'm looking at is tonto versus lleno. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I... Right? Ahí tienes fool, tonto. Los sabios dicen que los tontos se tiran de cabeza, van con prisas. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love. No puedo evitar enamorarme de ti. That's right. Okay, so, folks, time to vote. We've only got about another 2 minutes. So we've ruled out. También se puede decir discard, si te viene más fácil. Pero es regular. We've discarded C and D. Nobody thinks it's C and nobody thinks it's D. It's a toss-up. Toss up, literalmente, como una moneda al aire. Va a caer o la cola o la cabeza o la cruz. Right? Heads or tails, we say. All right, so, my amigos, the correct answer is... A! That's right. A was the correct answer, my amigos. All right, so let's see why A is the correct answer here. All right, because some of you put B, and B was incorrect. So, A, did you see the full moon? ¿Viste la luna llena? Perfect. Did you? Did you? Lo decimos como did you. Did you see the full moon? ¿Viste la luna llena? La B era, did you see the full moon? ¿La luna tonta? Que no se dice en inglés. No existe este concepto. La luna está tonta hoy, ¿eh? So, careful. The nuance, el matiz aquí era full and full. Now listen to the difference. Full, lleno, right, is a quick vowel sound. Full. Full. Pum. No hay un, no extendemos ese vocal. Full. Ul, ul, ul. Full. Y el otro es ooh, foo, ooh, full. Listen to the difference. Full, full. See, you're saying no, but I'm telling you, it's totally different. So the correct answer was A, did you see the full moon? Porque full moon, extendiendo ese vocal, no existe. All right, guys, that's our show for today. Hope you had a good time, and I hope you learned some things, too. We'll be back tomorrow with more, I promise. Bye-bye.